Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. To my right, the man who's given up sleeves for Lent, fucking Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Yeah. Showing off them gains. Speaking of gains, David Wayne is not here, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's getting, what was it, mimosas and headshots?
And hand jobs.
Yeah.
And so we have a guest this week and then a guest host. I'll go ahead and start the guest host. It's Mr. Jorge Gonzalez.
I'm the guest host. Nice. I like that. Yeah. Guest host, not just a guest.
Yeah, I followed him in the way. I followed him in here into the neighborhood. And I was like, I think that's Jorge's. Or his truck.
You were in neighborhood watching him?
Yeah.
Officer Matt Williams in pursuit.
Yeah. I was just talking into my wallet as I was following him.
He probably has Skittles. I'll take him down.
That's just cocaine.
And then our guest for the week, you know, you love him. It's one of the best in the Bay. It's Bobby Cady.
Matt wouldn't have worn tank tops a couple months ago before he started working out again.
No.
That is my daily dose of D.
You know what's funny is Matt probably had like a, you know, like a Tupperware tub of tank tops in the attic he had to bring down.
No.
Like your reserve tank tops.
Put the turtlenecks back up.
It is definitely he got it from like a shitty rave.
His baggy black jackets back up top.
It was like a one. Dish soap rave. Yeah.
Actually, this one, John Jacobs gave it to me.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's
an award. What? Space bullshit going on.
It says, I am not human.
Yeah. That's definitely a John Jacobs.
We're only dancers, baby.
we're only actors on this stage.
So when is John just going to say fuck it and just wear like space-themed yoga pants on stage?
I don't know. He's pretty close.
Just high-kick his way up.
Yeah.
Panama!
Yeah, I want to see John Jacobs, David Lee Roth it on the stage. Just like split-kicking.
Power slide his way down.
Yeah.
I feel like John, like, doesn't he, like, wear more normal clothes on stage versus, like, the videos, though? Has he been getting a little eccentric?
Oh, yeah. These days,
I saw him lately. It was pretty normal, but I guess.
No, he looks like a Back to the Future extra from the future part.
All right.
Yeah. I said he looks like he races lawnmowers now.
He dresses like what I dress like when I go to the castle.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
No, he dresses like a Trapper Keeper, kind of, I would say. His look he's got now.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of lightning streaks and
yeah, five subject.
Hey, well, it's playoff time, baby.
Yeah, five subject.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, Trapper Keeper.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't think
there's attention in school. I didn't have a Trapper Keeper.
Is there a Trap House Keeper?
Just cocaine.
Trap House Keeper.
Like, yeah, one. Yeah, I only need one folder.
I'm combining so many things for that. I'm thinking of like a lighthouse keeper who's also running a trap house. Some guy in flannels, like, you better leave your shoes outside.
Yeah.
I don't even think.
By the fucking mattress.
Yeah, the pink lighthouse.
Speaking of lighthouses, I think it's impossible to get to a lighthouse. Like, I don't think they really exist. Like, I've tried to go to lighthouses
like
before, and there's no connecting road, beach, or anything. They're always, it's like Illuminati shit when it comes to lighthouses.
Literally Illuminati, yeah.
Yeah, Lumen.
You got to swim.
Illuminationati.
Yeah.
You just got to swim it and mermaids kill you before you go.
Exactly.
That's essentially what happens.
See, a hail of tridents through the night sky.
Yeah, it was, what was the name of that, what's his
Poseidon?
Name?
The seagull?
No, the Leonardo Scuttle. DiCaprio one. Leonardo DiCaprio one.
The beach?
Shutter Island.
Oh,
that was a great movie.
That. Yeah. That's all I think of.
The first time I saw it, I was like, "This sucks," and then I was like, "Oh, I didn't get it. I'm dumb. Yeah. That's why I didn't like it."
Yeah, I watched a movie at 3 a.m. in the dark on my day off when I use the work psych. So I was like, "This is like I'm at work." I don't like this movie.
Anytime you watch a movie with mentally ill people.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
I can't watch Cuckoo's Nest anymore.
No. I cannot.
But didn't he have another movie that was all like mind fucky?
Inception.
Inception. Yeah. Yeah. I get those two confused.
Yeah, I only saw it once, so naturally, I'd still that movie sucks.
I like my Leo doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The other movie.
Doing quaaludes.
Yeah, I like my Leo retarded. That was...
I think.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
My parents.
Gilbert Grape was so good.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, baby. Yeah.
My parents came up with the greatest. Like they brought me back to the greatest drug nickname ever. They used to call quaaludes disco biscuits.
Oh wow, and that's so good.
That's the greatest drug name of all time.
That's better than Mickey's. Yeah. I was calling it Mickey's.
Mickey's. My cousin was like, back he's like lives in Tallahassee. He's like, back in the day, he's like, I don't get this whole they don't like, what is it, roofies. He's like, I don't get roofies. He's like, back in the day, girls begged me to give it to them.
I don't remember this shit. That's,
yeah. Different time.
I like any party drug where the objective is to sleep, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why I never understood like Xanax. Like yeah. I don't like Xanax. Like
Xanax is great.
Yeah. Well, you like everything. Let's be fair about this.
Well, you also you do manual labor for a living. So. Well, it's like finally no more pain.
Xanax is like eventually fall asleep for sure. Yeah. But it's what
eventually.
You
eventually. I feel like I'm melting to a couch.
My thing was I used to snort half of it and then pop the other half.
Okay, see, we're probably talking different tolerances here.
Yeah.
It sounds like you took more than one as well.
No, I never used to like doing more because then it's just, you just
die.
You don't remember shit, though. That's the problem. Waking up in people's truck beds and shit the next 2 weeks later. It's like, oh, shit, how'd that happen? Or sex happens that...
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Xanax, oh my god.
How do you
a lot of times you drink.
Right.
So that's just...
I won't get too far into it, but I was raped. Oh, I was Cardi B'd on Xanax.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, so that's actually like...
Yeah, I'm like waiting for like a while to talk about it before I incorporate it in my stand-up, but like I feel like the culture now is like... I don't even want to be that person to bring it up because like...
Men can't be raped.
It's a fruitless thing to even put out there because it's when you say as a man you got raped, everyone laughs. And
I know you can joke about it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But, but like, which is, and you know what? Honestly, didn't really bother me that much. Like, I'm really not scarred from it. So maybe there is something to it. I just don't think like I don't know what it feels like to be raped if you're a woman. So I can't like, there's no, you know, I can't argue with them. There's no,
yeah.
So like I said, it's fruitless. I'll just put it behind me and move on
for the next 3 months. Bobby, the documentarian, will be on hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah,
attempting to see what it's like to be raped as a woman.
That's the only reason I would transition.
I mean, if you're talking about drug rape,
it'd be the best book ever.
Yeah, Amazon.
I'm really regretting this yeah. estrogen I've been taking. I've literally became Bob from Fight Club.
You're doing like laser hair removal and shit.
Bitch tit skatey.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your dick split inside out. It's like, it's all over the project.
I like how bitch tits Katie is what you said, and booby was right there for you to swing at. And
nope.
Good. Way to not take the hacky route, I guess.
I take the unnecessary road, I guess.
Yeah.
Less traveled.
Yeah. Road less traveled by. Pilgrim's Progress. Did you guys read that when you were young?
Nope. I read Hatchet.
Hatchet?
I dropped that gem out of nowhere one time.
What are you talking about?
I forgot what it was.
What is Hatchet?
The Jack London book?
Yes. I was with my son. I forgot. It was,
is that the only book you've read?
That's the one I remember reading.
Okay.
A lot of Xanax, remember. And,
little Jorge on Xanax reading Hatchet.
I think it was like in the teacher conference or something like that with my son, and she mentioned books, and she mentioned, what's the author's name again?
Jack London.
That guy. And I'm like, something clicked. I'm like, the Hatchet? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I felt so smart. Like, I was a lot, like,
you were like, good book.
Yeah, I remember it everything. Right. Like, it was just a survival. His plane crashed, everything, and he had a hatchet.
Corey's like, shit. I recommend that shit.
Yeah.
I recommended my son. Like, this is the last year. He's in fifth grade. It's the last year I could recommend anything for him to read ever, because then it's just off my level.
She's like, yo, my man. You check out that Super Fudge.
Yeah. Well, not to mention, did they still
Maniac McGee?
Do they still do the Bucket? Like when you get the pizza?
They have to.
No, they don't.
What?
No.
That sucks.
Pizza Hut was about to go out of business.
I blame Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Can't be giving kids pizza anymore.
At least my son's school doesn't. At least my son's school's never did that.
Well, that's like what I said the other day. I was like, Michelle Obama's like whole thing about like Play 60 like doesn't compare to how well like Trump is actually doing it, getting everyone out marching and shit like yeah. that.
He's just killing it.
Pretty soon rioting with everything. But
it's like, this is really working out my core, throwing these Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, I'm going to go work out soon.
Yeah.
The Michelle Obama Book It program. It's like, you get a head of kale. It's
like, the amount of calories. The yeah. amount of calories from every feminist shaving their hair.
So what's the matter? Why is your arm in a sling? Oh, I threw out my shoulder throwing a Molotov cocktail into the riot police.
Sensitive subject.
Got to be working on that shake weight.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anybody have any ailments that like that happen a lot to them? Like, do they like throw out their back or like?
I get like, migraines.
Yeah,
a lot.
A crick anywhere. You get migraines.
Well, yeah, but now since I've been lifting, this is the first time my wrists actually hurt. Like both my hands fucking hurt.
That's what I find if I start lifting because it's like it's either like my elbows or like I'm like I don't think I'm lifting this right. Isn't my muscle supposed to be hurting, not my elbow?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be the in between. Yeah.
Is it because they're naturally limp?
Yeah, it's from all the gay sex. No, I think it's just like I was lifting Maddie. too much too fast, and then some of the like shoulder stuff I was doing like would pinch.
Wouldn't gay people be the last people to have limp wrists?
Yeah, no, it's standard. Yeah, it's...
yeah exactly.
So you hurt yourself. Is that...
So definitely not gay.
just so we're clear, right. Now it sounds really gay. Right?
Yeah, but working out so hard, I hurt my wrists.
The only ailment I had, like probably twice a year, my balls were hurt so bad.
Right there like, with you.
Then I like, just pop a Xanax.
Just out of nowhere, yeah. I wish it took it away. It's... like I don't know where I'll just be doing something and then just my balls would just hurt so bad that it'll bring me to my knees.
Really? Like is someone
twice
kicking you in the balls?
No, just out of
just
nowhere.
Just out of nowhere? Just, do you ever get that pain in the back of your head? It feels like a cramp in the back of your head and you like almost pass out. Anybody ever get that thing before?
Oh, it's like a little knot or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. And you just can't get, you're like trying to stretch your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that happen with massage once where they were working the knots on the back of my head and they're like, there's so many knots.
So many knots.
In your head?
You're like, that's my big brain, bitch.
They're like, I've never seen a scalp that stressed.
I've never gotten a massage in my life.
Really? Neither have I.
Never.
Matt,
not by a professional.
Not by a professional. Yeah, right.
Stupid girls.
I feel like I would like probably vomit because like they like really like get in there and like release the toxins and stuff like that.
That's deep tissue. You can just get a real
massage. Yeah, I'm not talking about a neuro massage. I'm talking about like a real
like with
get
Asian,
in there.
Like an Asian lady stands on you?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know if it would be that intense, but
Bobby gets trampled.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to accidentally go to a sex shop or like a pain dungeon.
Yeah,
like, why are you wearing stilettos?
Hanging out with Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Can I get a happy ending? Only pain.
So you like it? Just like, does it feel like you got kicked in the balls? Like that kind of pain?
Like that, yeah.
Is it like really sharp?
Maybe it's a ghost that just like comes around twice a year.
You might periodically get infections.
That's possible, but I got those checked out. I took the penicillin. I did all that stuff already. Hmm.
Was this before or after or during? Like, because you got a vasectomy, right?
Yeah, but it's been happening probably for like 6 years. Like, I swear, like twice a year, it just comes out of nowhere.
Before the vasectomy?
Yeah, I got.
Yeah, so you're just like walking around, and you're like, ah, my balls.
Yeah, it's
just he's doing like the mole man.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's that I do something that causes it, and I don't notice that's what I'm doing, but it's just it's really bad.
It might be just like a tweak where like somehow you it's
or cancer. Yeah.
How often you? How often you busting?
Glass half full kind of guy, huh?
Shit, man. I don't...
Did you say how often do you brush him?
How often you bust?
A lot.
Oh, busting.
Yeah.
A lot.
And a lot?
Like
15 minutes ago?
I got you bust a lot.
Just give me the 21 Savage response.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
I'm just listening to that song.
I listen to it,
you bust a lot. But yeah.
Is it really a problem, though? Or is it kind of how our DNA is?
I mean, when it's... You drink it off 4 or 5 times a day sometimes...
If you're like,
a problem?
If you're sore and nothing's coming out, then yeah, maybe at that point.
Well, it never happens after jerking.
Just a little flag that says bang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes it's really
kaboom.
Sad, it's so weird because like the feeling will still be great, but what you see is like, oh, this is like, I don't even have to clean up. I can just
mediocre.
Put my boxers back on.
Yeah. That's what I, when like I was younger, thing. When I thought people said they got a vasectomy, I just thought nothing came out at that point.
No, it's a lot of. A lot of stuff.
What are they doing? Just numbing your sperm so they're just
no, they just
dead babies.
Redirect the vas deferens.
Comes out my ass now.
Ah, nice. Good thing it's not your ear.
But he farts dry sperm.
No, it's just no. Yeah,
just looks like a fucking pile of sea monkeys on the fucking
on the view.
Yeah, I can't tell girls to like swallow my babies anymore because it's just like just swallow my sauce.
Just the sauce.
It's seedless now.
Seedless sauce.
There's no habanero in there.
There's no man in there no more.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It's a selling point, though.
Has it changed the flavor for them?
I haven't got no complaints. I still have yet to taste it. Maybe in my 40s, I might taste myself. But
yeah, you're running out of shit to do at this point, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
He's just got a calendar. He's going to be ripping off days.
I feel like if I didn't have the excuse of doing it when you were young, because most people fuck up and do it when they're young. They get curious and they taste their... I feel like I didn't do it when I was young, so now I just don't have an excuse to do it.
Yeah, you're past that period, and now you got to wait till you're older till it makes sense again. It's kind of like diapers.
Just being a gross old man there. You're like, all right.
I definitely passed that period.
Going to be Jorge in a red Corvette drinking his own cum.
With my rocks glass.
Listening to Prince.
Yeah, that might make sense.
The members only jacking off.
Yeah. Is that part of the like midlife crisis?
Drinking your own cum?
Jesting yourself.
Just a snifter.
Like injecting yourself with younger people's blood.
Yeah,
it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, which is great because that was a Simpsons episode where like Mr. Burns was dying. He's like, "Oh, we need this kind of rare blood," and Bart had it, and he gave it to him, and then he was like, "I feel amazing," and I was like, "Holy shit, does that actually work?" And then now that they can do it for like $8,000 or $5,000 to $8,000 or something.
I figured it'd be more than that. Wasn't it a bunch of like rich, like
I bet Magic Johnson just ran in with a VHS tape of that episode.
Get me this.
He's like, "I got a great idea."
And that's what happened.
Yeah,
that's the story of Magic Johnson. And no one has shared the same story with all those other people.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, like, my back hurts today from playing soccer yesterday. Mm. So, like, I came home one day, and there's like, a bunch of people playing soccer across the street at the, like, the field across our street. And it was a bunch of little kids, and then they have...
Matt's like, "I can beat them."
Yeah.
I've been working out.
Yeah. I was like, "I have a new sense of confidence."
Yeah.
And I wouldn't normally approach adults with children, but for the first time in like such a long time, I actually said the phrase, "Can I play?"
But now that you look
at it, like, I can't remember the last time I just asked, "Can I play?"
They probably thought you were retarded. Like, "Can I play?" And they're like, "All right,
yeah,
keep an eye on them."
Right? Yeah, exactly. They're just kind of like, "Yeah, all right."
The check and match shoes for Velcro.
Wait, how old were they?
It's like neighborhood kids. So some go from like 6 to like...
I like that you say neighborhood kids. Like, you're not importing them to play soccer with.
Yeah.
I'm locally sourcing my weird child interactions.
Yeah, well, like, but I was talking to the adults and everything, so I was like...
Non-local kids.
Yeah.
Clearly. Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. Were there kids playing with parents there watching them?
No, it was like,
and you were like, "Can I play with your kids?"
No. There's adults playing with the kids.
Okay, yeah. So that's not that weird because you weren't even the first one,
right?
Well, I'm sure the adults were parents of the kids,
blood related.
Yeah, kind of.
Or just like,
or step. Matt. They're probably Spanish, so there's some stepdads and stepmoms there, as well. So
Everyone's related on that field,
right?
One way or another,
right.
They were blood related, so I had Matt with like a rusty can top. Just like, we're gonna have to jump you in.
Yeah.
You got to be a blood brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess it just felt not strange enough that where like a stranger could kind of approach the. I was like, "Hey, I just want to play. Is that.
Can I play?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but chubby Matt would have never done that.
Yeah.
Chubby Matt would be like, "I'm for sure they think I'm a pedophile."
Yeah. I mean, except for the first play, I took my shirt off, so of course.
No, I'm kidding. I was so hoping that was true.
No.
That's the guy I'm going to become when I lose weight.
He just pours water over his own head.
What are shirts, bro?
Yeah. Well, what's weird is like the weird like image you have of yourself. Like, like when you're eating shit, you know, and then you look at yourself, you're like, oh, fat piece of shit. And then like you could work out one time, you're like, I'm making some progress, and you look the same exact that you did like the hour before you ran.
But the confidence, it's all mental though. It's mental. Yeah. It's so great.
Well, yeah. the day that sucks is the day after, like whenever you start working out again, because it's like you're still just as fat, and now you're just sore as shit.
Yeah.
You're just like, this is worse. I made it so much worse than what it was yesterday.
And then it's like, I guess I got to keep doing this to make yesterday worth this right now.
Yeah. And then the day after that is when it all kicks in, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I hate this.
So I got to keep going.
No wonder I
quit. I feel like fat people can take their shirt off. Like easier than like
I've
a person like it. Yeah a per, but a person but that's like funny and it's like, oh, he's cute and adorable and funny, like I'm
funny
like
fat guy.
I'm like soft right now and like I feel like if I take my shirt off, like it's just like, put your shirt back on, bro. There's no like ironic part about it and there's no sexy part about
right.
it, so I'm just in this weird in between.
Well,
at all times keep your shirt on in the pool.
And that's the thing, if Matt took his shirt again. Off if Matt took his shirt off, he's like, Are we? Is he trying to fuck? Like, is that what this is?
Yes.
Yeah. The answer is always yes.
The answer is always, yeah. Matt trying to fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Name of my first album. You trying to fuck? Yes.
So did you get to play with the kids?
Yes. I've done it on
such
on
a weird transition.
Well, I've done it on several occasions. Well, and I guess that's what comes up with the, like, the stuff randomly hurt. Because, like, the first couple times, like, the only thing that hurt was, like, my calves and my legs, which
now
makes sense. And now my fucking back hurts. Like, the small of my back.
From playing soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just are you wearing cleats? Or
yeah.
Shoes? Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
But how are your balls?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, after...
Yeah.
You're not collapsing with ball pain?
It's just running. When you run, your back is just... Yeah,
that's, and you're like moving and like laterally and like different directions and stuff that you're probably not used to. But I'm telling you, like when I played soccer, every like season I would have to like transition from like soccer to basketball and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like every time you put cleats on, it's like a way different sport.
Yeah.
And like it fucked with my back like crazy whenever I did it.
Got an athlete over here.
No, I was just
multi-sport athlete.
I'm just mediocre at everything. I just played everything, but like I kind of was like fringe, like got to play sometimes and everything.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, I should have concentrated on, like, one thing in my life, probably.
Nah, that never works out.
No.
Because even nowadays in the sports, everybody has to be multi-sport athlete to get noticed and shit.
Yeah, even if you get to the highest level, it's like such a small percentage, and then, like, you probably have CTE in 3 years with whatever sport you're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, brain damage.
Yeah, because I think you even get it with soccer, because they're like, yeah.
Oh, they say the headers are worse headers, than, like, like football.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah,
because
when you look at how fast the ball's coming, sometimes when you got to relay that shit.
Dude, the first time I did a header, I was like, am I the only one who fucking feels this right now?
The first time I just tried stopping a ball as a goalie, like my hand went back. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, okay, little man.
Your head is like,
this is, I respect the shit out of soccer now. But
yeah.
It's like, I'll just play FIFA now.
Yeah.
That's way more fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first time I ever got a, like, concussion was playing soccer, because I went up for a header and I saw him out of the corner of my eye and I was like, oh, he's gonna headbutt me. And like we both went up for it, and then boom, like right on the side of my forehead. And
your temple.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, my fucking temple. God. It's then I went
spot.
Yeah, when I went down and I like woke up, my coach was like doing that finger thing. I was like, oh, hey coach. And he's like, oh, Jesus. And he's yeah, you're coming out. And I was like, okay, thanks coach. Like all I could say was like, word, coach.
Well, that's how you know you suck, because if you were good, they would have put you back in.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, exactly. Like, 12-year-old me.
What's funny is the conversations that, like, you'll hear, like, afterwards, like, later on down the road, like, after these guys get these concussions, like, the coaches will tell, they'll be like, yeah, he just got up in the middle of the field. He's like, I told you to turn the damn stove off! Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
And he just immediately collapsed again. Just blood out the nose.
Yeah. It's
like, I smell toast. Yeah, there was that story about the hockey player. It was, like, in Edmonton or something like that. And
the Oilers.
Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers. Wasn't that the football team?
No, that's also the hockey team.
There was the Oilers,
too, back in the day.
Oh, Houston, okay. Houston Oilers were the team before they became the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I had no idea.
Edmonton Oilers are the hockey team.
And they're nuts about their hockey.
Okay, yeah, because I think it was like an affiliate or something like that of them. And this guy like went into cardiac arrest, and then they like brought him back, and then he tried to get back into the game. I was like, good God.
Hockey players are nuts, bro.
Yeah.
You ever seen the video of that guy getting his neck slashed? The goalie?
Yeah.
Oh, the skate.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It came up. It was like 89, I want to say, or maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
But like the guy, like the guy was on a breakaway going towards the goalie, and he slipped, but he went up skates first at the goalie, and his skate went right at his jugular.
Yeah.
Underneath his mask, and just like blood starts shooting out like immediately.
Yeah.
It looked like a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like onto the ice and everything. Oh, yeah. You could see everybody just going like,
yeah. Yeah. Dude, I have dreams about that where like a football player will just get decapitated on the play and be like, oh, should we look away? Like,
yeah. I remember, you ever seen a movie, Any Given Sunday?
Yeah.
When the guy, they like pried a guy's eye out.
Yeah,
guy's eye gets like on like a fumble, and there's like a huge freaking pile of people, and somebody's eye just gets poked out.
The worst part about that. The worst part about that is you got to fuck someone's like entire fantasy league.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the real victim.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's got that little letter of like why they're out. It's like injured. It's just, you click on. It's like he lost his eye.
Yeah. It's eye a new gouging.
He's a game time decision for Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like Hangman. They just have a patch over the eye.
Oh, busted my bracket.
I'm going to lose $20, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I have to keep myself in check when I say shit like that.
I think there's another one. Like, I hate sports injury clips. I hate them with a passion. Because, like, all I can imagine is, like, that happening to me. Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
like, and then people watching it over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, ooh. It's my leg, you asshole.
Yeah. There was a college basketball game where this one guy had the ball, he stopped short and like to juke somebody out, and the guy swiped his hand across to like get the ball, but he missed and he like flicked the guy's eye and like it dislocated his eye from the socket. And they like showed it in like slow mo replay, and it was like, and you could see that it like came out of like the pocket, and I almost started throwing up because it was or like when they have like a broken leg or something.
When it's the broken leg thing and
or ankle
just snaps, that's when I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm not walking right for the next 10 minutes,
because
it just feels like it's gonna snap.
It's not a sports thing, but did you guys ever see when Larry the Cable Guy broke that guy's arm wrestling?
That was recent, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, shit. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like smacked it in the table.
Years of holding a mic.
His pride is way more broken than that.
Oh, yeah.
Got his arm broken by a fake redneck.
Yeah, by a fake redneck multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish the guy he was arm wrestling was Jeff Dunham. That would have been so good. Like, yeah. Goodbye to your puppet arm, bitch.
Yeah. Get her casted.
Get her casted.
Did you ever see there was this kid for Louisville back in the day who like broke his leg, and it was so gruesome. Like, and I was watching it live when it happened, but it, like till this day, still like you saw the white of the bone
out
of the skin, and literally you knew it was bad because I did was like, what happened? It was like kind of like.
Yeah.
Fuzzy, like what happened at first, but I immediately on the bench. It happened near the bench, and one of his own teammates threw up instantaneously as it happened in front of his face.
Like crack,
yeah. And then everyone, the game stopped, and all the players just hit the floor like with their hands in their head. It was like I was like, is there like a terrorist attack going on in here?
Yeah,
and I saw like, a kickboxing one once where this guy did like a leg kick and he hit the guy in the shin. Is like
Anderson
entire,
Silva.
Yeah, his leg just shattered.
Yeah,
that's a comment. That's pretty common.
Yeah. I broke my leg, but I never had that, like, it was in a different position.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh, I saw my bone through my arm.
Yeah, Matt did.
Arm.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah. I think one reason why it bothers me so bad was because, like, my mom got a compound fracture in her leg when she was, when I was, like, 10. We were leaving a skating rink, and... Yeah, Matt, so I had just been like,
leaving the skating rink.
Like I had just been like,
to take your skates.
Matt was working on his ice dance routine.
The triplets.
Threw off his sequin jacket.
Yeah. I had the like little flyer banner thing. So, she was stepping off of the curb.
Was Tanya Harding there?
Yeah. Yeah,
she went for Matt Williams' knee and hit his mom's.
Yeah, because I had to go to an All-Star game that day.
Oh, she was mad she wasn't on the other. Some things never change.
All she did was she stepped off of the curb, and then you just hear this, like,
oh, no.
Crunch noise, and then she, like, fell over, and I was like, ah, oh, God, are you okay? And then I looked at her leg, and you just see just like a little bit of an angle, just a little raised mm-hmm. angle. Then it just started shooting out blood. And I was like, ooh. Oh, my God.
Just stepping off the curb did that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like she
was due.
That's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your fault because you stole her calcium in utero.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for making the All-Star team.
She's like, I don't want to go to another one of these games.
I will break my leg
before I sit through.
She's like, you goddamn kids did this to me.
So hold on, what game was that? This game ring?
Mortal Kombat.
No, I had to go. It was my friend's birthday party.
Oh,
and then so like the entire time it was just me at risk of breaking an ankle or my wrist by falling
and then
down.
Plot twist her.
Yeah, then plot twist my mom.
Plot twist walking.
Yeah, and oh yeah, and she fell into a handicap parking spot.
Oh, where she would find herself in the future.
For the rest of her.
Foreshadow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful.
It's a Shyamalan twist right there.
Yeah. So what did you... How old were you, 10?
Yeah, I think I was like 10.
And then you did it how much longer after?
I did it when I was 15.
It was a compound fracture?
Not mine.
Okay.
Luckily.
All right, yeah.
Because mine was really close to being like... One bone broke and the other one bent up underneath it. So the big bone broke, the little one bent up underneath it. And they were going to like... The orthopedist was going to break it mm-hmm. and then reset it and put a rod in it.
Right,
but it was like, oh, well, he's 15. He's still growing a little bit. So he reset it, and then he said, and so I just bent the fibula back. And
it's actually probably better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said, actually, if you break both and have them set at the same time, it'll just make one huge calcium.
One super
lump.
Bone.
Yeah, yeah, essentially.
It does grow back stronger, right?
Yeah, you break my dick.
Yeah.
That's an organ.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it? Oh,
yeah. God damn it. Doesn't feel like it.
I know it's called a boner. Should have been called an organer.
Jeez.
So sorry. So sorry.
Wow.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it, I guess.
That was an orgromer.
Orgromer, not a shower. Yeah. Ew. Yeah.
So, he's infected all of us.
Yeah, so both.
With shitty jokes.
Yeah, so.
I have that effect.
It's a degenerous amount of jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget about that joke.
But it's funny, though. Wait, okay. So, right. The dick is an organ, right? It's not a bone, but you could break it.
No, you can't.
Yes,
yeah, you can. You can break your dick.
How can you break your dick?
Like, Dennis Rodman's done it.
Yeah, because because what happens is, like, the...
Rodman!
The chambers that the blood go into, like, mm-hmm. they seal. And you can actually, like, bend it too much, like, when you're erect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can basically break those chambers and, like, you
You've
can't
done
get...
a lot of research on this.
I mean, my dick's not big enough to break.
Right.
It would have to be, like, really strong, like...
Well, I mean, there's some
it's like when you're
shit.
Breaking crayons, like when you get to the one point, it just doesn't, you can't break it no more.
It's like the strongest man in the world.
You gotta take out the scissors for that one.
The telephone book.
The tensile strength.
It's definitely happened.
Well, it's like when you build a really small Lego house.
Yeah.
It's really hard to knock down.
I like when talking about your dick, you were like, first you take a crayon, and then you break it a few times.
I told you, I bust a lot, guys. I'm always horny. Sorry.
Just rub against something the wrong way.
It's really that simple sometimes.
Nice breeze.
Yeah,
just song lyric or something.
Jorge's over there just poking holes in sheet metal.
Pow! Can't Nail break gun. It.
Well, apparently you can.
With the unbreakable dick.
The sheet metal. You can't break. That's not.
But yeah, you can definitely break a dick.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I haven't done that.
No.
Yeah, what if that was one of your random things? Like, yeah, randomly my dick will break.
Well, it's amazing with all, like, I mean, people break their arms and their legs all the time. It seems like it'd be, like, a lot more rare to break your dick.
You would think it would be fat girls, but it's honestly the skinny girls that are higher risk of breaking your dick because, like, they swing around and shit. They're too active.
Circus Soleil.
What?
Yeah.
They move too much. Like, fat girls are just, like, couches you put your dick in. Like,
this is for calling me fun size.
I think it's been called fun size before.
You've been called fun size?
My dick.
Oh.
It was my ex. She was being mean.
When they handed out during Halloween.
She wasn't saying it in an affectionate way.
No, no, it wasn't.
She got a fun sized dick. She's like, but it's adorable.
Yeah, that could be a Freudian slip right there.
Yeah. It's, at least it's fun.
Fun size. Not like the
four
candy.
Kids. Four kids.
Yeah, like I said, you hand it out during Halloween.
Yeah.
Dick or treat.
The kind you don't get in the rich neighborhood.
I'm not allowed to celebrate Halloween anymore.
Really? Why not?
Keep showing my dick.
What's in that jack-o'-lantern over there? Oh, no!
No, it's my dick again.
It's a right-side Twix. Yeah.
Does your kid still go trick-or-treat?
He's got like one more year left in it.
You make it sound like school. It's like he's got one year
he's
left.
He's 11, and it's like, dude, what are you? I feel stupid. Just out buy here candy. With you. Yeah, I feel yeah. stupid.
Dude,
out here
I went this year.
Like,
yeah, did you?
Yeah,
but I mean, it was with kids.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't eat the candy.
But I probably still go by myself.
You know what's ridiculous is the trunk or treat shit they do now. You
know, in the parking lots.
Yeah, we're like, they'll do it at the school, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is safer," and I'm like, "But
why?
What the fuck is the point? Like, you bring your kid to the school they already go to." You bring your kid to the school that they go to, and then all the parents have trunks of their cars open, like they're selling mixtapes.
Already
tapes.
Seems safer.
Yeah. And then you just, like, get fucking, you know, candy from them, and you just walk around the parking lot.
Yeah, it's like a Burger King at, like, a car show?
No, like, well...
Like, you're in a parking lot like a school. With your trunk open instead of the engine, and you have, like, candy set up at your trunk?
You have candy set up in your trunk.
So if
so your entire trick-or-treat takes, like, 45 minutes, because you just walk a parking lot.
Right, but do, like, the parents stay at the car and the kids go?
Yeah,
the by parents, themselves?
Parents just kind of man their car.
So
like
some guy could just show up and shove one in the trunk down... And he's out.
I mean, we're all kind of looking at each other because it's
how
a
big is
parking
this parking lot?
Yeah.
I'm just trying it for just not investigation purposes at all.
If you're trying to raise a soccer player, right. Matt Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you take on one of the young children as your own?
I've scored on him.
You scored on him. That's better than scoring with him. I guess.
Take that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt kind of bad when I scored. I was like, oh.
Are you good at soccer?
No. No.
No.
He is white, so.
Yeah, no, it's.
He's got that disadvantage.
Yeah, you don't have, like, this. Like, you're in shape, but you don't have the soccer frame. Usually
no,
guys are
not
real...
anymore. Like, I used to be really, really skinny. That's when I was good
what?
At. Back in the day, it was not when I was actually good at soccer. But, like, since college and stuff like that, no. It's. Plus, like, everybody, like, kept practicing. And
you stopped.
Yeah, and I stopped. Right. And so they were really good. Like, yeah, there's a couple of the kids out there that are already, like, I know for sure are better than me. I'm like, yeah, I'll just kind of pass it off as well. Because, like, some of the kids are, like, between, like,
it's not
seven
fair.
And,
you
like,
guys practice.
Yeah. I mean, some of the kids are, like, kind of young, so I don't want to, like, go out, like, pushing a kid off the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought, like, when I went out and played basketball with, like, senior high schoolers, and you're like, I'm gonna show these kids how it's done.
No,
but then it's like,
no, they're
like in
running,
freakish
yeah.
shape, and
yeah.
they're like dunking.
They're running,
on,
you
know,
yourself
running.
At that age, yeah. What you're able to do?
Yeah, so, I'm gonna hurt myself out here. That's what I always ends up having.
Matt's just getting slide tackled by 12-year-olds.
No, they could look at me and be like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Like, he probably can't afford insurance.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the thing, too. I was like, all right, I can't play any sport. I don't want to play this 100% because I will blow
injured.
Out my knee. And
I think of that all the time where it's like, I'm like, I risk reward here. Like, right. I could be the hero in this stupid-ass non-game, or, like, I'm going to be in the hospital if I go. Like,
see, I'm that asshole that dives. And when I used to play softball, I mean, I was just going all out.
The amount of points you score is directly proportional to your GoFundMe you'll have to fill later.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, definitely.
I just loved it. I loved playing, so I sacrifice my body.
Just in the hospital. Why are you here? Because I'm a fucking winner. That's why.
Yeah, he like gets wheeled in with the trophy.
Tuesday night softball, bitch. Like, come on.
I really want to play softball.
Or is it the podiatrist? Like, look at my balls.
Look at these gigantic game-winning balls.
See, and me, I used to play third base.
Tell me why my balls hurt.
Much like the balls I made in the hoop when I won the game for our team.
I used to play like third base and stuff.
Game three
like that.
Of the
and,
season.
And if y'all know baseball, obviously, like
no,
yeah, that's the hot corner.
That's
baby.
The hot spot, especially a softball. That's the real hot spot because it's
everyone's
obviously
pulling like crazy,
pulling the shit out of it. Yeah.
Wait, what?
So a lot of people like
they hit it towards him.
They hit it,
yeah,
because they're trying to hit what? It as hard.
Softball or baseball?
No, but where? Where were you?
Third base.
Third base. Okay,
and
that's where the good coach is.
Yeah, that's normally normally, but that's where I was playing because most people.
You in?
Usually the good coach is sitting on the bench. He's the main one.
That's true. At the professional level.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but see, I, that was before I had my vasectomy. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll play third. I'll try to get a free vasectomy. Like, second base, not wear a cup, like nothing. Yeah. Just, and the ball's coming at you just fast as shit. But I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I played catcher and never wore a cup because, like, like to me, like getting hit, the first time I got hit in the balls, I was wearing a cup and it hurt more than anything in my life. So from then on, I just said, just fucking stop it. Don't let it hit your ball. I mean, foul tips were, like, there's nothing you can do about it.
I was good. I like showing off, though.
So. Doesn't want the tip hit. He just the balls.
Just
like as it's coming at you, it's like a fly pop and a pop fly, and you're just like leaning back trying to get it in the nuts.
Trip, just actually trip and just let it fall.
Try to catch it with your balls.
Holding the pants over. Yeah.
That's immediately what I went to. Just like just a basket catching it, just like, no, balls.
Yeah, this was unsuccessful. I had to still pay $600. Then
that's pretty good, though.
And then immediately got on the bench. On the bench, starts throwing up. He was hitting the nuts.
Throwing up all the good ones.
Gross.
So you got you started your own job, your own business.
Yeah, yeah, doing the pool thing.
What's it called?
I got Blue Trident Pools, but I might change it.
Blue Trident Pools.
Still, we were talking about tridents earlier.
Yeah, it's still sweet. Me because I love like mythology and shit like that. But
Aquaman.
Also
the color blue.
Yeah, that too.
Jason Momoa.
Well, that goes like, but also it relates back to like my gang shit.
Uh-huh.
That was it because it was Pitchfork. So I'm like, I'm still revving my gang, but I'm doing my business at the same time.
But
so it was just like,
but you're providing sparkly clean pools instead of like blood.
So, yeah.
Instead of killing people.
Yeah. Drugs. I was supplying for people. A couple of fights, but.
How's that going? You like it?
The business thing?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's just more busy now, and I hate talking to people.
Yeah.
If people don't pay up, you got to cut their ear off, or
what? That's what's so weird. It's like, you know, normally when someone owes you money, it's like, yeah, you could get rough with them or threaten them or something. Like, if it goes 2 months, and, yo, you haven't paid me $160.
Yeah.
I need my money, but now I gotta like write a polite email type of shit to get my money. It's
just get that automatic transfer. You know?
Some people do, but it's
their choice.
I don't got nobody that's like set up on a credit card. No shit, I just started, dude.
So was it?
Fucking,
what
when
do you
your
do
knocks
if they
get
don't...
a lot more aggressive?
What was that?
That's when your knocks like you go full ghetto knock.
Or I just start adding extra chemicals to the pool so the kids get hurt. Like, fuck it. Open your eyes, you piece of shit. How
dare you. The only kids come out sterile.
Oh my god.
How long can we swim? Right now, you can swim. I just put acid. You're good.
Oh my god. Yeah, I used to be a lifeguard, but that's so much funnier. Because like, especially after a little kid like threw up in the pool or something like that. And, like, you would just be dousing it with chemicals. And they would watch you, like, cleaning it out and just adding.
Can we go in yet? But,
yes.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no. No. And they would go right back to the same spots that they are at anyway.
Yeah.
And they would be like, oh, yeah, that's clean. I'm like, no, it's not.
The
oh,
kid, like,
God.
Wipes the vomit off his chin and gets right back in that spot.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a heavy price we're paying for to see blue.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean.
Like, I feel like if you just had a. Especially just filled
spots.
Up with water, it'd probably be a lot more healthy then.
Well, you have to keep filling because then the water will eventually just turn to a pond.
Yeah, it has
a bunch
of algae and shit.
Yeah. All
right,
we'll just take a net
but,
across it.
I mean, with the amount
day.
Of chemicals that do go into it, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of
it
shit.
It can't be good.
There's
I spent a lot of time in a pool as a kid. Because a pool, I feel like you just throwing money into it, basically.
Oh, yeah, it's
non-stop money pit.
A lot of people get it when they have kids that are
but
young.
Exactly.
And then once they get older, the kids are going to like, why the fuck do I still have this
thing?
Yeah.
But with the kids, it's like, as a parent, like, your life changes completely because you don't have to be like, oh, what are we going to do today? Kids can be happy, like, but literally 16 hours in a pool.
It kills so many kids as well.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was almost one of them.
So many, yeah. Enough about the positives.
Died in pools. Yeah. Like, yeah. This so luxury
either
thing.
Buy a pool or a gun.
Yeah, yeah, leave it out.
If you have kids.
Yeah, pools kill more kids than guns.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Probably not as many as shellfish, though.
Probably not right. A lot of mass drownings, though.
Right, yeah.
Once there's
people
water,
putting out a manifesto as they lay a net across the pool.
Like that Texas mom.
Well, once phones become more waterproof, then it'll be like dead selfies underwater. People dying.
Dead selfies. Yeah. Yeah. We can just combine them and triple the rate of both.
Put a net with some weights around it over the pool.
Yeah, I've
it's like, looked like we got our bedroom back.
I used to do a house that the neighbors across the street.
We're going
to
take up skateboarding with this pool.
What'd you say?
I used to do a pool that the neighbors or whatever, their kid died in a pool.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
I was almost one of those kids.
They moved recently. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They said I was in there for like 3 minutes.
Underwater?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was like 2 years old. But yeah.
Your entire documentary is going to be Bobby dodging bullets. Like, you should have died a million times.
Well, sometimes I think I already did die, like, multiple times, and you just, like, go into different simulations or whatever.
Daredevil Bobby.
Yeah.
Like a reincarnation type of thing?
Kind of like you just keep living, but, like, really, it's like you died a couple times, probably.
I wish
so. Well, so you just, like, flip to another timeline or something where you survived it?
Just a different dimension or something.
Or they're rebooting the simulation.
Yeah. Because, like, for the longest time, I was like, I think my life is the Truman Show, but, like, I was like, that would have got canceled.
It's very egotistical.
Exactly. Exactly.
I did the same thing. That's how I know. It's just.
Right. That was the psych hospital thing, was that, like, there were so many people coming in with, like, bipolar or, like, schizophrenia, and they're like, the government's out to get me, and I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why I was you? Like, you don't do anything. It's like, you don't have this, like, great thing. Yeah.
Matt's therapy was tough love. Yeah. No one gives a shit about you.
That's what I had to tell myself. Well, I just came to that realization one day. I was like, what?
That's the best thing to tell somebody. Be like, oh, no one wants to watch me jerk off 3 times and play Madden. You know, like, and then go to work.
I'm sure someone does, but I don't know if it's necessarily.
Well, you know, the internet is a crazy place, and there's someone for everyone. But I'm saying the mass, like, I don't think
it's the highest levels of society.
Tapping
into your shit.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same thing with, like, demon possession, right? Like, I'd never understood it. Like, why is the demon possessing some little girl? She's not gonna do shit. Like, go possess the president or something like that. That could actually affect the world. Yeah.
I've seen the Third Omen movie.
I've never understood that. Like, it's just some girl. Random chick in the woods that gets possessed. Like,
this 55 pound like little girl is gonna be able to like do anything.
She's like, I'm gonna scratch the shit out of that guy.
Yeah, that's why it's just bullshit. It's like. Let a police guy. Well, maybe they are getting possessed.
Maybe.
Somebody important.
It said in the Bible, like, the Antichrist would be, like, very good looking and, like, a smooth talker. So maybe it could be by their words they're going to fuck shit up.
Well, that's why a lot of people are saying Obama.
Yeah, that's so funny how Antichrist. Yeah, yeah.
But right, I mean, immediately, it's like, as a white person, like, of course you're, like.
His name and he's well-spoken? Oh, yeah, he's definitely the Antichrist.
Barack Lucifer Obama.
Was he really that well spoken?
Well, no, it's just a lot of people were like.
He could read a teleprompter like a motherfucker.
I mean, he wouldn't pass a Toastmaster session with. He definitely.
Clearly.
If you.
My opponent here?
I guess when you put him up with Bush before and then Trump now, it's like, yeah, I guess you could say he was
pretty well spoken. For a president.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he was like.
That's pretty sad that it's come to. If you look at like the past few presidents, it's like he was pretty well spoken, like for a president of the United States.
Yeah, maybe he was no YMCA rec league referee.
Yeah, referee, but, I mean, he was. Can somebody explain Toastmasters to me? What is it? It's like a speech class or something.
Yeah,
where you just talk.
Yep, that's all it is. You go
pay for it, right?
Stand-up comedy without the comedy?
Kind of, you pay for it. It depends.
Depends on what?
I feel like I'd give a hell of a speech.
Like my,
I don't have to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, Jorge the orator.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, we've prepared ourselves to, like, do well with speeches because it's like we've put ourselves in the worst possible scenario where we're hinging on people's love.
Like once I become a best man, one of my friends ever let me.
I can see you just going in with like a Castro outfit on,
coordinated dance.
And it,
I'm here to give a speech.
It's always one of those as a speech, like, especially
ended on a cartwheel,
tinging his like glass against a spoon louder than anyone.
Especially the best man, is like, how deep do you go with like
they're like doing the vows,
shit like that. Yeah. But yeah, you know what?
How deep do you go with the stories?
Yeah,
not that deep. Not as deep as what you're. I can see in your eyes right now.
Fuck up so bad.
Yeah. That reminds me of the time.
And the guy's just like,
"Hey, can
oh,
we
no.
do the speech before?"
That's
I
why
drunk?
Even if you were my best friend, I'm like, Jorge is not giving the best man speech.
I remember when I was digging buckshot out of your ass. Did we try to get that car back out to impound?
Remember that time we drank our own jizz?
You said you had a vasectomy.
It was my 40th birthday.
It's the bachelor party.
You had just, you had just bought
from a snifter.
She's like, come on, man, hit this frosting.
Okay, you brought it. What the hell is a snifter?
Snifter is like a glass.
It's like a brandy
imagine
glass.
Like a wine glass without like a stem, but it's like a very small stem. So it's like a chalice almost, but okay. it's like round like a wine glass. Yeah.
Brandy. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, brandy is typically served in a snifter. Or like high percentage craft beers are also because they don't want to give you too much. You can't handle it.
So what's the point of it being high percentage if you're still going to give me less and it's still the same shit as drinking a 16 ounce?
I have no idea.
Wait, what was your question?
I forgot.
Well, you said something about like it being
where you putting cum at
giving you less.
Yeah, they give you a snifter of like anything over 8%, but like you can get a pint of anything under 8%, and the snifter is like.
Are you talking
ounces.
About like with beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
because they're like, well, we just.
I thought
you
were talking about
you.
Like filling up like a snifter with like cognac or
no,
something.
No.
I'm like, well, you probably wouldn't want to do that regardless. That'd be a bad.
Well, you don't want a pint glass of cognac,
but that is a bitch move by breweries, though. Not telling you that because it's like. Because I didn't even know that. And, like, if you...
Yeah, I never advertised it.
I didn't know until not right
well,
now.
Like, I've worked in places where we had 10% beer, and we served it in a Pilsner. It was, like, the same size as a Bud Light. But they don't tell you that. So when you get it, you're like, oh, I'm going to go for the highest percentage, lowest price. Like, that's, like, what I'm going for right now.
Right.
And then you get it, and they're like, oh, here's the shot glass of beer for you. And you're like, well, fuck you.
This is like, what's the point of having a high percent when it's small, still only drink this amount?
This
of
amount?
Like, no, it's like...
Yeah.
For $8.
Yeah. Just give me two regular ones.
There's some place in New York where they do the Tall Boys of Golden Monkey, which is high percentage for like $5, which is insane for New York.
Oh god. Wow.
Yeah.
But they also close their bars at like 12 or something stupid like that, right?
Depends on the spot. I mean the Creek is open till like 3.
Yeah.
I thought New York was like shit was open late.
Depends.
Or 2 or something like that, yeah.
Is it like
we're
certain
one of the few
villages as they call them?
We're one of the few places that's like 3 in the morning.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not that common.
Everywhere you go, it's like, what do you mean I can't buy beer at 12 o'clock? Even St. Pete.
It's like
St. Pete and tried to buy a beer at a gas station. It was like 12:30. And they're like, can't buy that. And I'm like, bullshit, I can't. Yeah. And they're like, no, that's the law here. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I was working.
St. Pete?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was working in a gas station 5 years ago, something like that. And this guy just came in. He was, like, trying to buy beer after midnight. I'm like, dude, I can't sell it to you. And he's like, fuck this. And he just threw the six-pack to the ground.
Oh, nice guy.
Just shattered it.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I was like, well, that's a response for that.
Yeah. Which is funny because you're like, you could have just told him, like, actually, there's a bar that sells beer across the street. You can actually, like, if the bar is connected to the store, you can they
like
can sell
lounge.
Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That new Pegasus Lounge is so hilarious to me.
Yeah, the cave.
Well, every time I go in there, it's like so wide open, like no one's even in there.
Yeah,
well, and they have it set up like it's like
just the cancer guy. He's always there.
Yeah, and then the old Pegasus was just an absolute shit show.
It's like the same amount of people, but just in a bigger area. So like nobody
just
there.
More spread out.
Yeah,
it feels very hollow in there when you go in there. I'm like, where's all the bumper stickers?
Yeah, I used to talk a lot of shit about Pegasus, but I miss it.
Yeah. You miss the old one. Yeah, well, plus all the
dirty whores.
It probably could be a good venue if, like, they actually had good stuff like going on inside of
it. It has a good vibe, I guess.
It's got a big stage.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a big bar.
It's just the acoustics are shit. It's, like, a lot of spaces in this area have really shit acoustics.
I don't think they, like, even think about it.
No.
Make shit.
No, I haven't heard any music in the Pegasus, though, but I... you know, for all intents and purposes, I've only heard comedy, which is just straight vocal, and it's awful.
You know, it's just like being comedy's all a cappella.
Yeah.
The acoustics suck in here.
This is terrible.
But I can tell you that they do suck. I did listen to music in there, and it does.
Oh, yeah, it does?
It's not good. Yeah. No, 'cause they
it just sounds bad for everything?
Yeah. The acoustics are terrible. It's
Jesus.
They have fucking tin on the roof.
Yeah.
And then, like, they don't have anything on the walls, so, like, and they're, like, marble or, like, stone walls or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't think it through at all when they turned into a performance space.
Yeah.
But it's still better than 81 Bay, which is you can't hear shit.
Well, it's changed.
What,
I just went
Bay?
To the show this past thing. Now they have a little room in the back it goes to.
Well, that's good that
it's
they did that.
Cause, awesome.
Because David told me about the room.
It was dope, yeah. It was a nice little spot. It was,
but that main stage with the shark?
Oh,
like,
it's just awful.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. But, I mean, it's when you're talking, if 20 people are talking, it sounds like a high school cafeteria.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's but
well,
yeah.
Everyone has to be exactly in front of you on the stage.
And not that far back.
Yeah.
Because once you get too far back, you don't hear them no more. But no, they that new room over there is dope.
Yeah.
They got that little spot there. And I guess Shannon put it back. Shannon was running it there. It was a cool show. I think it was Friday or some shit.
How'd Davey do?
He did good. He did good. Little, I don't want to talk shit about him on stage, but I told him how I felt about his set. His face.
I'm David today. Look me in the eye and tell me.
You got a lot of roller coasters, buddy. You got up and down. You know, you got a miss. You got a miss.
Swing and a miss sometimes, but sometimes
you don't. I started
recording
to help you, but I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do this to you no more.
Yeah,
nah,
but
I was sad, though. It was fun.
I've just been eating shit lately, so I like comedians that are honest anyway. I just like. Want honesty anyway. I'm tired of like people blowing smoke up your ass anyway.
That's why I don't
you
even
suck.
Say
you
shit
suck
to
sometimes.
Yeah. I don't even say shit to people half the time.
Yeah,
because I don't know how.
Well, that's why if you don't like and then one day you're like that was a good set. Then it's like oh that person was genuine. They know it was a good set. It's
I like to think like, I make my words count. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm telling you something, it means something.
Unlike your sperm. Ew.
No, you gotta tell everyone they had a good set all the time because it's about community and we need to be nice to each other.
And more women.
Yeah. Right. We're getting that, right?
Yeah.
We need equality, so we need 75% women.
No, I'm glad there is more women, though. Like, actual funny women in the community. No, yeah, you're not.
No, no, it's fun. No, a lot of them are funny as shit, too.
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Marie Williams, she's fucking great.
I couldn't be fake nice to
them. Sophia.
Sophia's great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just on our podcast last week.
What are we even fucking doing here then, right?
Yeah.
Like, right.
Well, I don't fucking know. What are we doing here? Speaking of comedians, what...
He died.
Yeah. Steve Laszlo? Like, there's like a rivalry? Do we have to choose gangs now? Or what happened?
It's always some shit going on. There's...
Steal my room.
I didn't steal
your room.
When that whole thread was going on, I kept up for a little bit, but then...
What was
my
it?
My shit ended, so I had to stop caring about it. Once I stopped taking the shit, it was like, okay, I stopped caring. But, yeah, it was just a bunch of bullshit. I guess everything's better now.
It's better?
I don't know if it's better. I just think no one cares anymore.
Yeah. Now everybody's focused on Kyle Neely and Taurus, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's
got a rivalry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Tell me about this.
Black on Black Crime is great. It's fun. It's the best kind.
Yeah. Apparently, Taurus was telling... Kyle, that the only reason why he gets booked anywhere or gets up at the improv open mic is because he kisses white people's asses.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy because he looks like Cisco, so there's no way.
No, I said Neely with his hair the way it is right now. He looks like one of the Golden Lords from Meteor Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gang.
Well, I said he looks like Wesley Snipes in Demolition Man.
Yeah, he does.
Uh-oh. Did Kyle Neely get a haircut? I didn't know about
it. He just dyed his hair.
Oh, okay.
It's like blonde.
Oh, it's like all blonde?
It's blonde.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching basketball the other day, and some basketball player had like blonde highlights, but just in the front of his head. So like on the side angle, it just looked like he was bald back here. I was like, who's that 80-year-old black man playing basketball?
You went with a stylish look like that?
Sanford and Son out there shooting hoops.
The millennial hipster girl look where it's just bangs.
Yeah.
It's like, I shaved everything else except my armpits and my bangs.
Gross.
I'm just glad that fad came in when I Hit the windshield.
There was this. I don't. Did I talk about that person at Cafe Hay that one time I went?
I don't think so.
I talked to you and David about it.
Yeah.
But there's this person who went by the name Malarkey, and they went up, and Marie is introducing them, and Marie's like, "Let's hear it for him. He's coming on up. Here's Malarkey. Here he is." And Malarkey comes up. It's this little tiny person in capri pants with like pink hair, just bangs, and they're like, "Actually, I'm non-binary, so like, I appreciate you calling me a man." Blah 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 blah. And then just did a cappella songs for like 10 minutes that were not related to anything.
Is that Cafe Hay?
Yeah.
Malarkey.
That's where you would see some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I got into comedy for the shit I've seen at some of these other ones. Like, I remember, like, when it was like, I was a little bit into it, and it was at Dunedin, that army guy that wanted to shoot up the place.
Yeah.
The airborne I've heard playboy.
Like a psychotic breakdown.
Yeah.
And he was like saying the N-word and stuff like that and yelling at he's like, "You should be laughing." Like yelling at people to like
I was like looking for exits.
Well, that's the thing though. Like people are like, "Well, I'm almost at the point of a nervous breakdown. Do I go to like a therapist or do I just go to an open mic?"
That's exactly why I started.
Yeah.
Cuz I was like, "Well, one's going to cost me money and the other one's going to cost me not as much money."
But it's at every mic you see people are just like right on the edge of just being like a spree killer or something.
Yeah, but sometimes they make that turnaround, you know, and it helps them to get around other weirdos, and then we can then they choose a gang.
And then every time they go to the mic, they're like, "I crushed it again tonight."
Yeah.
It's like, "You didn't get killed it." And it's like, "All right, well, I just don't want you to kill us." So yeah, you did great.
yeah. There's a certain group of people you got to tell they did a great job every time. Great job, awesome, just fantastic.
Yeah, the ones.
Do you want a beer? Can I buy a beer?
Yeah, the one that's just like tapping their sidearm, just like as they're talking to people. They're like, "Oh, that was
Do you
such
have a concealed carry permit?"
I'm more scared of the people that don't have the permit.
Did you hear about that? No. Yeah, it was a tourist thing. It was what was the name?
We were at a Lakeland bar.
No, but before that, when I asked him, was that...
Oh, at Modern Vapor.
Yeah, so we're at Modern Vapor. I see that Taurus had a sidearm on him. And
with a holster made of cash.
Pretty much, yeah. And I think he had it, like, on his... Like,
it was a roll of ones with a 20 on the outside.
Yeah. The Monopoly on the very middle.
I got $15,000 in my pocket tonight.
Man, son.
I go... Taurus, do you have a I saw it. Yeah, that's when I saw it. And I was like, "Oh, shit, he has a gun." And then the next, we were at this bar in Lakeland doing a show. And I saw Taurus. I was like, "Dude, you have a concealed carry permit?" And he looked at me. And then he walked away and ordered a drink.
So what did that tell you?
Don't ask him questions.
Yeah, for sure he has the gun.
Yeah, he's like, "I have a gun," is basically what he told me. And then he ordered a beer.
It's good. Gonna start some hood shit in comedy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, some shit. Yeah, I remember when Zobo and fucking Pearl Sun got in a fight.
I wish I was there for that.
I wasn't there. I just heard. I got the aftermath when
Pearl Sun sucker punch him when he came out of the bar or something.
Maybe I wasn't there. I just remember I was hosting at the Improv, and that's where.
Well, easy now.
Open mic. It was the open mic.
Yeah.
I wish you didn't call me out so I didn't have to say
for that, Hannibal Buress.
And that's when Pearl Sun came up looking for Zobo and he had a gun on him and all that shit.
Jesus.
He was ready to do some stuff.
Damn.
It's like, "Yeah, man, y'all keep that black shit out of here, bro."
You know those words we said as jokes up there? Yeah. I'm taking that personally now.
Some of them, they was like, "Well, how are you a comedian when you're this fucking sensitive?" Like, I don't get it or something.
Which is weird because they'll go up there and say whatever they want to, you know, like some people, like, and then they get mad about other stuff.
Well, that's what I feel like about the social media shit where people are just bitching about like, "Oh, these people are mean. Like, these people are like disrespectful to this group." It's like, dude, it's comedy. Like, nobody owes you respect.
Yeah.
Nobody has to like you.
Yeah. That's why. Honestly, like lately, I've just been trying to write without like just talking about how dumb I am and stupid shit, and staying away from anything that's like I don't want people to be fucking butthurt. Like, and like I understand that like I'm not like them and I don't get it, but at the same time, like I feel like your material is gonna like you're putting yourself in a corner if you are like that nowadays.
What do you mean?
Like in a sense of like if you can't have comedy that is versatile enough to where you can play. Where you're not going to offend people.
I think if you're to the point where you don't offend anybody, you're just a cruise ship comic. Like, you have to offend somebody.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, like, but also, I've also learned that, like, different mics, and I've learned it from, like, doing the opposite, where, mm-hmm. like, if I go to St. Pete, like, a St. Pete mic, where I know that it might be a little bit more PC than, like, a Tampa mic, like, I'll try my, like, non-PC shit in St. Pete, just to see how, like, they react, and, like, the reaction that I get.
Well, because it'll have to be sharper there. Like,
right,
you have to make the point and basically get past them, like, hearing trigger words and crying about it.
Correct. Correct. But what I've learned also is, like, somebody's always going to be offended.
Right. Well, regardless, yeah, yeah. You could even be making jokes about you, and they'll be like, oh, come on. Like, remember that time that happened to me at Dunedin where I was, like, talking about how I, the DC thing where I was, like, saying, oh, I'm sick of all the art and whatever. And
yeah.
Find something to live for, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why I'm here? Like,
what the heck was that? Find something to live for, you depressed asshole. God.
Just sounds like a motivational speech, like, more so. Yeah.
No, but it's
motivational
weird.
Heckling. You're beautiful.
Find a hobby. Yeah.
It's weird because, like, you'll do self-deprecating shit and people will be like, oh, and it's like, no.
It's okay.
I hate it when people, like, with. When I call myself fat and people get like, oh, don't say that. Like, oh, you're the problem. You're the problem with this shit. It's like, I am fat. Like, there's, you can't tell me I'm not. It's pretty fucking obvious. It's a, oh, but you still look good. It's like, no, I don't look better.
Dude, that's part of the reason
I look better. I could feel better. Like,
that's part of the reason why.
Oh, like, we all could.
Yeah.
He's going to load up his truck with
it
audience
always comes
members.
From people that don't, that just want to stay fat.
Yeah.
They don't want to fucking work.
Exactly.
It's always comes from that.
That's what I hate is when someone's like, I'm so fat, and then they want your, like, validation on, like, why, like,
you're not.
Yeah, and it's like, I used to be skinnier. Well, it's like, well, why are you telling me? Like, why are you complaining?
That's part of the reason why
fat shaming works.
Got back into shape. Yeah, no, that's, shame fucking works, because, like, when I was big, I was like, oh, I'm going to try to work on that, like, all right, yeah, I'm this big, but I'm going to try to work on, like, nah, it's okay, as long as I'm not, like,
pre-tank
top. Unhealthy or whatever. Yeah, pre-tank top, Matt. And then my friends were like, no. PTM. Yeah.
PTMD.
It's like, have you ever been motivated by malice?
Yeah.
Like,
that's my entire motivation.
Yeah, that was.
All right, what's malice?
Like, extreme hatred.
Contempt,
hatred.
Oh,
yeah, that's why I wrote it.
Yeah, that's, like, yeah, because then, like, on my phone, almost every day, I was getting my buddies going, like, you fat piece of shit, do something about it, you gross.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Also,
shit,
you got roasted about it a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
when we did the roast, people would make fun of you for being fat at the roast.
Right, yeah. So I was like, all right.
That's basically what happened.
Then fix it.
Well, that's what happened to this kid at work. Like, we were talking, I was talking to my manager, and he's like a busser, and he comes up behind me talking to my manager. I'm like, yeah, I used to be a fat kid. And the busser's like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, used to be.
Yeah.
And he, like, after that, for like 3 weeks in a row, he would come up to me like, I've been on my bike, man. I've been on my bike trying to lose weight.
Like,
and
great.
I'm like, all right, well, I don't see anything yet.
Yeah.
He's like, and God then, damn like, it. He would come back, and like, he's literally looks a lot different now.
See, I used to think using hatred like that was a bad motivation, because eventually you're not
depends on the
hate,
person,
because eventually you're not going to hate whatever you hate, you know, at that point.
If you really hate someone, you don't talk to them. That's the difference.
Yeah,
like, that's what people don't understand.
Well, no, even if it was like in my suit, like, whatever, my ex-girlfriend, she used to make fun of me being fat and all that shit, but it was mainly because she was fat, she insecurities, whatever, bitch. But it was like, I don't want to go that deep, but it was just like, that's where my motivation is, like, all right, but like, I know you're not gonna do shit about you being fat. You're just gonna, but I'm gonna do something about me being fat. But I noticed sometimes.
Are you gonna do something about her being fat?
No, not at all. Keep giving her. Hopefully, never mind. I don't want to get too mad.
Just sprinkling laxatives in her food.
Coke and Crown can go real different, real quick. Cocaine, not coke. Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, no, just like, it's the hatred.
I just hope your,
like,
boss isn't hearing that.
I think you just ordered
I
a drink.
Boss, so. that's the benefit is that. Yeah, no, it's just, it definitely motivates me just to be like, yeah, bitch, I'm going to get skinny, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's you could think about that to get you going. It's fat shaming.
The best success for fat people is revenge.
Yeah. I love seeing people like running on the treadmill or on the elliptical, but they're getting back in the shape, but you can just see on their face the phrase that's motivating them is like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
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 I basically, I had an ex that was the reason I lost weight, because she was like, you're getting a little bit bigger or whatever. I was like, okay, God, I got to put this in perspective. And then, like, I remember, like, near the end of our, like, relationship, when we were about to break up, she just yelled at me. She goes, you were a better person when you were fat.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, sorry. I feel like you to me.
Yeah, this is your fault.
I feel like that's going to be me. I'm turn, if I get skinny, I'm going to turn into a dick. Like, I can't wait.
Start wearing tank tops.
Yeah. Because
it's the number first sign.
Well, that's the problem. I still wear tank tops. I have awkward confidence.
Yeah.
Like, I have awkwardly enough confidence to do that, but I shouldn't. Like, I'm still skinny on the inside. Like, I was skinny at one point in my life, and I just still think I am.
Cling to that memory.
Yeah. Because I feel like every one day I'm just going to wake up.
And well,
just,
I was way more skinny. Like, I was way more confident when I was fat, though.
Huh? Like, the last sperm in his balls.
Yeah, like, I never had so little of confidence than, like, basically when I was, like, near the best shape of my life. Because, like, when I was fat, like, I didn't know. I was, like, kind of, like, ignorance is bliss type thing, where I was just, like, fat and, like, happy. And then, like, I just had a complex after that, like a bulimic girl or something.
Huh.
I don't know.
I throw up a lot after meals.
That has nothing to do with the drugs?
You throw up more.
No, I don't. See, when I do drugs, I don't throw up. See, no, when I do drugs, you don't throw up, because then you throw up the drugs and you waste.
Because you throw, you waste. You don't waste.
Do you know how much tooth enamel weighs?
What's that?
It's the outside show.
Drug users start eating their vomit if they accidentally throw it up.
Oh, God. In my worst days, I've pulled a pill out of some throw up.
He's like, I need these calories.
Of somebody else's throw up.
I'm not wasting.
You just wasted this.
No, it was my throw up.
Good job, Richie Rich.
That's a $12 pill.
The quick rinse.
Just rinsing the Percocet off in the sink.
It was Taco Bell, so it was good.
Rinse it with his spit.
Yeah, I just remember taking it
with a Baja Blast.
It was Baja in there.
Yeah. Swish it around.
It was back when Taco Bell had a grande soft taco. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped in nacho cheese.
My ex had a grande soft taco.
Oh.
Ew.
Fat girls.
Her dick.
So, you guys got anything to plug?
Oh, that's the worst part.
Well, Bobby, let's start
420
with
420 show. That's all I got. 420 roast battle.
Oh, yeah. That Blue Note. You kind of have to say where it's going to be.
I was going to ask you, where is that?
I forgot where it was. To be
completely honest. Yeah.
A little tries popping out. Look at you over there.
Oh, yeah.
He's been flexing this entire time.
Bobby, you don't have anything to promote, do you?
No, not at all.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
I don't got shit, man. I mean, I'm working on, I'm getting ready to put something together.
Make sure you put all your open mics on upcoming events.
Yeah. No, me and my friend, we're about to start booking a show over at the spot he started to rent. So
I'm glad I had you on today.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Yeah.
Tit for tat, baby.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Give me them tits.
We'll be a booker, so.
You're going to be the worst person.
Nah, I'll be too nice.
You got nothing?
Like show wise?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That shit, man.
Or he's going to be like, I'd love to have you on, but I got to have a girl and a black dude first.
Yeah. Got to game.
And a gay black dude.
Oh, man. That's gold star.
Yeah, whenever that unicorn shows
the
up.
The black lesbian is the gold star.
Oh, yeah.
The black lesbian.
If you can just get Gina Yesheray in.
That is the gold star. Amanda Wilson, you know, you should just pretend to be lesbian. Get booked. I love you, girl.
Just low-key make out with Julia at a mic or something.
Dude, had I known when I started, I definitely would have been gay.
You gotta look the
There's
part.
There's still time.
Yeah, you still gotta look the part.
I'm bisexual. I'm gonna go with that.
There you
go. Bisexual.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, what's
his name? I've had bi experiments, is what I like to say.
Bi experiments?
Yeah. Not fully bi, just biology. I'm a biologist.
All right, so I don't have anything. I'll be in New York next week, so.
New York.
Yeah.
You can do some mics when you're out there?
Well, obviously. I'm going to do a show at Broadway Comedy Club 8 p.m. on Friday. That's the only thing that'll be out.
Woo!
I mean, only thing that you guys will be able to come to. Oh, no, actually Wednesday I'll be at Greenwich Village Comedy Club, too.
Hell yeah.
Show. Oh, nice.
New York people.
I'll be there.
Will you? You going to buy a plane ticket and just come watch me do the same jokes you've always heard?
Nah.
No, I'm not going to do that, actually. I thought about it. It was a dumb idea when I said it.
And then at the end of the month, April 25th and April 27th, I'll be doing shows in Fort Lauderdale. The first one's at Kelly Brothers Brewery, I think. The Irish bar down there.
Who books that?
Fossil.
Oh, okay.
And then Spill the Beans at the Cafe Collective, also in Fort Lauderdale on the 27th. Hell also yeah. Booked by Fossil.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Get up with Fossil. He comes up from Miami.
And yeah.
He'll like... run through, watch you do a set, and be like, do you want to come do a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been nabbing a bunch of people from up here.
Yeah. He's had Elijah down there like 4 times already.
Yeah. He's got Jacobs Elijah down there in August, I think.
Fuck Jacobs, too.
That's what we got from Jorge. Fuck them all.
Well, don't fuck anyone but me.
John's probably asleep by now. So.
Yeah, he's been asleep.
Yeah, he's waking up soon.
Yeah.
What you got, Bobby?
April 19th.
Well, that's all the time we got.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, go ahead.
Zing.
Dude, oh, you really should end it like that. April 19th and the 20th, Friday, Saturday, I'll be hosting for Mike Vecchione at Side Splitters.
Woo.
Which is cool. I just recommend it. He's like probably my favorite.
Who is that?
It's probably my favorite album I've heard in the past like 3 years.
Is he new? Did he just start out?
Yeah. Yeah, he's from... I want to say Naples. No, he's from Youngstown, Ohio. Was a New York comedian, basically. Blah blah blah. His album's
he's
awesome,
from the
though.
Same spot Tony Hinchcliffe is, Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah,
yeah.
And BT.
BT's from Youngstown.
I don't think he's from Youngstown. He's from.
I think he's from like Columbus or something. I don't know.
Was it Columbus or Cleveland? Somewhere around there. I don't know. Ohio's just one big northern Florida anyway, so it just makes sense.
But no, Vecchione is definitely a beast, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, my favorite album in the past, like, few years that came out.
It was a big album.
Yeah. And it's just, like, joke after joke. So I'm going to try not to ruin it, you know, like Matt did for his show.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, Tom Rose told me to quit. I don't know if I told you that.
Really?
Yeah. He told me to quit in a very nice, roundabout way.
What are you talking about, like, from our last conversation?
Yeah.
Like, he emailed you?
No.
Hey, like, when I told you to quit, I was completely serious.
Yeah, he hit me with it. No, it was...
He's been messaging Matt every morning.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah. Have you done it yet? If you love your family, you'll do this.
Yeah, I think that's how it felt. No, because he heard my first stuff about talking about, like, med school in the Caribbean stuff. He's like, hey, did you actually go to med school in the Caribbean? I was like, yeah. And he's like... yeah, you should go back and do that. And I was like, what? He's like, I was like, no, I don't have a license. I can't practice down there. He's like, yeah, but you could probably go to Grenada or something like yeah. that and like practice.
He's
down
like, you
there.
Could probably,
I was like, what the?
You could probably sell umbrellas down there or something, right?
Yeah, so he basically told me to quit comedy to go back to medicine.
Okay, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to work with him in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, so because I guess.
What's like, his name?
Tom Rhodes.
Tom Rhodes.
Fuck you, Tom Rhodes. We got beef on these comedy streets. I'm strapped, dog. You gonna talk about my boy like that? We'll shoot you and then we'll fix you because he does medicine. Yeah. Bitch ass.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it didn't register with me. I was like, I think he just told me to quit comedy. And so
burn.
I've been sitting on that for like 2 weeks going like, I think Tom Rose told me to quit comedy.
I think you need to get over it.
On my first weekend.
I think you need to get over that immediately.
Well, use it as hate, bro. That's what we were talking yeah. about.
And then yeah. make him open for you one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. 70-year-old Tom Rhodes opening for me.
It's like, I'll give you a guest spot.
It's like, I'll pay you to open for me.
What's funny is, like, the first roast I ever did with Steven had a... we both
Fubar.
Bombed.
Yeah.
Fubar and Matt.
Well, everybody bombed.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Fernandez was one of the judges. I was like, I really was inspired. You know, I saw you open up for Bill Burr one day, and I can't wait for you to open up for me one day. And he probably still doesn't know my name, so that's going pretty well. And I remember just that whole experience of bombing that night. Although Tommy's joke was incredible about Dan Hoff.
Which one?
The one that says you look like what's his name? Ron Weasley got his GED. That one was great.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's
Dan is so roastable. I love roasting Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Dan.
Dan, you should quit comedy too, by the way.
You should go back to medicine or 7-Eleven or whatever.
The finger and dolphins. All right.
Turtle dick.
Get out of here. Bye, everybody. Peace.